Idaho resident and anti-government activist Ammon Bundy is weighing in on the crisis unfolding at the nation's southern border with Mexico. Bundy, a prominent figure in far-right circles, is offering stiff criticism of President Trump's rhetoric surrounding the issue. Matt Gillum has more.
Ammon Bundy became a household name after leading a militia occupation of Oregon's Malheur National Wildlife Refuge in 2016 that lasted 41 days. Since then, he's gotten regular coverage in conservative media and become a visible advocate of the Second Amendment. In a video posted on Facebook this week, Bundy questions the president's blanket characterizations of Central American migrants seeking aid in the U.S. as dangerous.
Each individual one of them should be considered individually. To group them all up like, frankly, our president has done, you know, try to speak great respectfully, but he has basically called them all criminals and said they're not coming in here. At least that's what I've seen. It seems that there's been this, you know, group stereotype. But what about the individual?
Bundy says he reached this conclusion after doing his own independent research, eschewing conservative and liberal outlets. Decrying the fear-based rhetoric, Bundy proposes those seeking entrance to the country should be allowed in through a sponsorship program. He says his family would be happy to back some of those coming to the U.S. According to Bundy, his thoughts on the refugee crisis have netted positive responses and death threats. Matt Gillum, Boise State Public Radio News.